Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Galen Cisco. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball four. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cisco moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Cisco moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a line drive towards short. Verals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive towards first. Wirtz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Als fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cisco moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Cott covering. It's a double play. Cisco moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tuttle moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Cott moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Zolo Ver Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Als is 0 for 2 in the game. Ver Als hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Malzone moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Pagliarani moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Don Lee now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Button reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani scores. Wertz goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cisco is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 3 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Green moves to third. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Green scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Becker pinch hits for Don Lee. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Verhals steals second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Julio Becker now playing left field. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Mike Forknalies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalies hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Button moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-4 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Dan Dobek pinch hits for Billy Martin. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek takes first base on ball 4. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Tuttle scores. Dobek moves to third. Verhals moves to second. It's 6-5, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing second base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.